From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, one of the newest companies on the stock exchange filed its first quarterly results. Blue Apron offers a subscription service. Boxes show up with the components of meals that you can whip up at home as if you were a chef. The loss was more than expected at Blue Apron. Year over year, the number of customers is up, but customer growth looked weaker during the last quarter. The stock is down 15% this morning. The stock's value is almost half what it was when it first began trading just 6 weeks ago. Marketplace regular Eric Gordon teaches business at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Longer term, who knows, but so far Blue Apron hasn't been much of an investment, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, you buy the stock, you think you're getting in on a good thing. 5 weeks later, you've lost 40% of your money. How are you feeling?
It's true, but the prospectus on that stock never said it was a guaranteed bet and that the stock wouldn't go down. It's just, I know it's been disappointing to many.
Well, you know, stocks go up, they go down. Some IPOs have done really well, not so much Blue Apron. Remember Facebook? It was a disaster for its first year, but long term, not a bad stock.
But your sense here is that perhaps Blue Apron could have been a little bit more open to potential investors about the risks?
Blue Apron disclosed about as much as any company discloses, but they didn't make some of the really important disclosures clear. Blue Apron, they deliver boxes of ingredients, you cook it into meals. It's really important to know how much it costs Blue Apron to acquire a new customer. And it's important to know how long a customer remains a customer and keeps ordering boxes, because if it costs you $200 to acquire a new customer and you make, say, $20 profit every time they buy a box, you don't make any money until you've sold 10 boxes. And that wasn't really clear in Blue Apron's 200-plus pages of disclosures.
You might think regulators like the Securities and Exchange Commission might nudge companies like this to disclose crucial material information like that.
It turned out that some pretty important stuff was pretty unclear, and you have to wonder how many people lost money who wouldn't have lost money if the SEC had forced Blue Apron to be a little clearer.
So what, the SEC needs to do a little homework itself?
You know, I think the SEC needs to push back harder on the companies, and the SEC needs to be sure it understands some of the new business models that companies like Blue Apron and Snap and a lot of the companies that are coming out now follow. They're models that aren't like the old industrial models. So the SEC needs to push hard, and it needs to push hard on the right things, because if it pushes hard on the wrong things, the trivia, it's just back to the old company whining about too much regulation.
Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, thank you for this.
My pleasure.